Sports.
Sports, go sports. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with just one co-host, Mike Valverde. Walker going, dealing with some family stuff. Shout out, Walker. We were hoping we were going to get all three of us today, but weren't able to, so hope things going well with Walker. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hope everything goes okay with Walker as well, but doing well. Watching some college football, trying to be smarter than I am in knowing all these players before the draft.
Oh boy. You know what I do? I just wait until after the draft because that way, or after the season's over, because that way I don't get caught up in any narratives. And it's like, oh, you know, this player's supposed to be good. I'm like, I don't know. Like Quinn Ewers. It was like, oh, Quinn Ewers is supposed to be good. And I watch him like, this guy stinks. I never fell for the Quinn Ewers trap. So that's what I do. I stay away from college football. I tried it for a little bit and I'll watch a game here or there. I'll usually watch like some like West Coast game. Like I watched a little bit of like Hawaii, San Jose State. I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago. I'm like, these just like have football on, but yeah, I'm not trying to learn anything, but, yeah. So, speaking of not learning anything, anybody who bet on the Jets on Thursday, huh? So Patriots win 27-14. They're 9-2, Mike. Isn't it great to see the Patriots finally good after all these years?
It's amazing how that happened. You know, it would it take like 20 years for them to finally be good. So
You know, there's Mike, there's first graders who don't know a world where the Patriots have won a championship. Okay.
First world problems.
Yeah. Right. This will go down. We're going to start with Walker's question. This will go down in history as the Travion Henderson game. Walker said, is Travion Henderson good? Well, 3.3 yards per carry, not good. But scoring three touchdowns is good. Five catches, 31 yards through the air, 62 on the ground. So 93 yards, three touchdowns. Mike, I'm going to ask you this. Can they go back to Ramondre Stevenson, or did you see enough on Thursday Night Football for you to feel good about them, to make you think that they will feel good about Travion Henderson being their lead back going forward?
No, I think that Ramondre Stevenson will still have a role in this offense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Travion Henderson, even though, as you mentioned, scored three touchdowns, which is always something you relish when you're playing fantasy football. You could almost give a shit on how many yards he totals, because you hit that hat trick, then you're already pretty much guaranteed probably a top five week. So as you mentioned, only 3.3 yards per carry, got a long of just 9. He looks special at times, but overall, he's definitely part of a dual backfield, and that just happens to be Ramondre Stevenson at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there was, like you said, you could see some things. There were some special traits there that you could see, but I think, yeah, he's just a little bit not quite all the way there yet. And I think that given that the Patriots are 9-2, they're not going to turn the backfield over to him and be like, well, let's see what the kid can do. It's like they are, you know, they have already locked in an above 500 season. Like they're playing for something this year. So I think that, yeah, they'll keep Ramondre going. But in this one, if Ramondre stays out, it's kind of showed how he will absolutely dominate the entire backfield. So, if you look at, the carries, he had 19, D'Ernest Johnson had 3, Travion Henderson ran 27 routes, D'Ernest Johnson ran 3, Jack Westover ran 2. So it's like, if there's no Ramondre Stevenson, I think Travion Henderson's a must start just because he is going to be dominating touches. Elsewhere on the Patriots, I mean, it was a big Stephon Diggs game. Mac Hollins just keeps getting a ton of targets, and I'm not quite sure why. He's not that great. But yeah, I think it's, we talked about it last time where it's just like, outside of Stephon Diggs, it's too unreliable in the passing game. Like Hunter Henry popped up this week. Do I think he pops up again next week? No. That's just how this team's gone. So, you know, it's Drake May, it's running backs, and it's Stephon Diggs. Then you just kind of set it to the side for the rest of the team.
Yeah, pretty much. You can't rely on any of these guys outside of Stephon Diggs. And, you know, he definitely had a good game in the air and score. But whenever you catch 9 passes for 105 yards, he'll take it.
Yeah, you are, as the kids say, straight chilling if you do that. So on the other side, my note was Breece Hall, literally just Breece Hall. And that seemed to be it, unless you got really like all up in your brain and started Justin Fields for 67 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown, which did give him like a decent fantasy day. But it's like you couldn't have predicted that coming. And that's it. Before I started, or before we started, I went, John Mechie led this team in receiving yards. I think that kind of tells you all you need to know. Is John Mechie led this team in receiving yards. So, anything else worth thinking about, Mike?
If Donovan Mitchell could actually catch passes,
bro,
he'd be good.
Oh my God. He is not beating the can't catch Jack allegations.
No, not whatsoever.
It is. They are completely out of control. Like his inability to catch the football is just, it's next level. It's incredible. Yeah, that's it for Jets Patriots. Let's talk a little Sunday, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. We've got the sicko game of the week, which is the West Coast game that starts at 6:30 in the morning, which if you're watching, it means congratulations. You are a true sicko. And guess what? I will be watching it. You know why? Because I'm actually kind of excited to watch Marcus Mariota because I'm a freaking sicko, Mike. So we've got Washington and Miami. Both teams are 3-7. This one's in Madrid, España. Miami 2.5-point favorites, 47.5-point over under. Injuries in this one. So I mentioned I'm excited to see Marcus Mariota. That's because Jaden Daniels isn't playing. Treylon Burks made it all of one game before he got hurt. Terry McLaurin, Ben Sinnott, Ali Cajo, Drake Jackson. Oh, that's where Drake Jackson ended up. Drake Jackson was drafted by the 49ers a couple years ago, and I didn't know where he ended up. And Will Harris are all out. Jordan McGee is questionable. Austin Jackson for the Dolphins is out. Dwayne Eskridge, Bradley Chubb, and Rasul Douglas are all questionable. So my question was about the Washington Commanders, because we got a really nasty like three-way split now between Jeremy McNichols, Chris Rodriguez, and Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. My question was, is this matchup so good that we could start one of these running backs? Sorry, my dog just started barking at the mailman. So on the season, the Miami Dolphins allow the 7th most rushing yards per game, the 5th highest yards per carry, the 9th most rushing touchdowns, and then you get under the hood, the 3rd highest explosive run rate, the 10th most missed tackles on rushes, and the most yards after contact in the NFL. They also allow the highest percentage of their yards coming on explosive runs, which is Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt's music. So, Mike, is this matchup so good that we can start one of these backs? JCM, Chris Rodriguez, maybe Jeremy McNichols if we're feeling spicy. Do you feel good about starting any of these running backs?
I would like to say yes, but they've definitely have had a history of showing that you can't really trust anyone. Maybe Chris Rodriguez for a touchdown. He seems like he's the guy that they like to go to down low. I can't trust any of these guys.
Regardless
of the matchup.
That's where I came out too, is the touches are too spread out. Last week it was Chris Rodriguez till he left with an injury, and then it was JCM. So if I had to pick one, I would agree Chris Rodriguez. Remember we were talking about with Travion. It's like you score a touchdown, that's automatically a good week. You score two, that's a great week. Score three, that's an incredible week. But it's like every touchdown is the equivalent of 60 yards rushing. So, you know, I would go Chris Rodriguez, and I say that as a JCM guy, but it's a real, like, deep matchup, so I agree. All right. I mean, not much to add there for the Commanders. So Marcus Mariota, where does Mark, like, how do you feel about Marcus Mariota this week, Mike? He's been sneaky good. Dolphins are sneaky, not great. Is he a guy that you trust this week as a streaming option or a two quarterback league option?
I'm hoping so. I'm actually starting him in the redraft league that I'm in.
Oh boy.
I'm bitching Darnold for him.
Wow. Benching Sam Darnold.
I'm hoping talking about matchups, I'm hoping that Mariota and his running legs are in good shape, because I'm putting him in my starting lineup.
Yeah, so I wrote about Marcus Mariota as one of my sleeper quarterbacks this week. The Dolphins are very bad against wide receivers, but guess what? Guess what the hack to beating that is? Not having any wide receivers.
Not having any.
So you think about who they're going to go to. It's going to be Zach Ertz, and it's going to be Debo Samuel in the short area, right? And then, like, dump offs to the running backs, namely Jeremy McNichols. And in that short area, especially against tight ends, the Dolphins are especially susceptible to production. Tight end, they allow the third most fantasy points to tight ends on the season, so that makes Zach Ertz a good start, and it makes Marcus Mariota kind of drafting off of that a good streamer. And then Marcus Mariota has also rushed for at least 20 yards in all four games he started this season. So it's one of those, like, no matter where you look, you can't stop winning if you want to stream Marcus Mariota. So I feel good about it as well. I mean, Zach Ertz, I don't have to ask you, Mike. We're not going to ask you about Zach Ertz.
No.
If he's playing, you're starting him. That's how Mike goes with Zach Ertz. What about Debo Samuel? Like a wide receiver three?
Yeah, wide receiver three sounds about right.
Okay, would you rather start Debo or Jalen Waddle on the other side?
Ooh, good question. I'm going to go Waddle.
Okay. I think I will also go Waddle, just because he's going to be the whole dang offense for them. I think that's it. Oh, Marcus Mariota or Tua on the other side.
I'm biased with Mariota right now.
You've only got eyes for Mariota at this point.
That's true. I'll go Mariota even so.
Okay. Tua is also one of my streaming guys this week. The Washington Commanders are a team that you can absolutely just, like, bowl over and do whatever you want to. Where'd the notes go? I lost them.
Here we go.
Okay. Here we go. I lost it. Sorry. Commanders have given up 22 plus fantasy points in four straight weeks to quarterbacks and have given up at least 18.7. in eight of the last 9 weeks. The only quarterback to not get at least 14.5 fantasy points against them this season was Russell Wilson, who is now the QB3 to Jameis Winston. So it's going to be a defense optional game there in Madrid, Spain. And I wrote that some poor kid's going to be tricked into thinking that Mariota versus Tua is the new Brady versus Manning. Because this is going to be a game worth getting up for fantasy points. If you want to watch, like, good sound football, don't watch this game. But if you want fantasy points, watch this game. So I think that's it on this one. Unless there's anything else you want to add, Mike?
Nah, I think that's it.
Yeah, there's no, like, deep, sneaky guys. Everybody's too dead in the Commanders passing game. So it's free space team for Miami, HN and Waddle. We talked about Tua. So we'll have the Dolphins winning this one. All right, Mike, you can go take a quick walk, because I'm going to run through this game. We have nothing to talk about. Carolina and Atlanta. Carolina's 5-5. Atlanta's 3-6. Atlanta 3.5 point favorites, 42.5 point over under. Trevon Wallace and Lathan Ransom are out for the Panthers. I'm actually switching this to the Panthers. Matthew Bergeron, Sam Roberts, Leonard Floyd, Malik Verdon, Josh Woods, and D. Alford are all out for the Ravens. Wrong bird team. The Falcons. Jamal Agnew, Drake London, Felipe Franks, Chris Lindstrom, Brandon Dorlis, Zach Harrison, and Mike Hughes are all questionable. There are four players that are worth starting absolutely in this game. Teddarrome McMillan, Rico Dowdle, Drake London, and Bijan Robinson. Kyle Pitts is a blob tight end. And I think that's it for this game. Do you have anything else, Mike?
No, I think that covers it.
Yeah, Darnell Mooney hasn't been there. He's been hurt. There's, you know, Michael Penix is disappointed, and Bryce Young is not worth it. So let's move on to the next one. Tampa Bay and Buffalo. So Tampa Bay 6-3, Buffalo 6-3, Buffalo 5.5-point home favorites. Very generous to a team that just got their brakes beat off of them by the Miami Dolphins of all teams. 47.5-point over under. Injuries in this one: Bucky Irving, Chris Godwin, Ben Bredesen, Hassan Reddick, and Marquise Watts are not playing for the Bills. I'm sorry, for the Buccaneers. For the Bills, Dalton Kincaid, Fedarian Mathis are both out. TJ Sanders, Shaq Thompson, Taron Johnson, and Cam Lewis are questionable. Mike, you have a question here about Emeka Egbuka. I'm sorry to quote Gronk, Emeka Egbuku.
Egbuku. Is he going to be top 10 this week?
I kind of feel like yes. I feel like this is going to be a game where the Buccaneers are going to have to throw, because the Bills have a bad run defense, but their pass defense is almost as bad. And if you look at what the Buccaneers are good at without Bucky Irving, it's passing the football. And it's passing the football to their only healthy wide receiver, which is Emeka Egbuku. So yeah, I think top 10's in the cards, and not just because I have him on my home dynasty league team.
Yeah, I agree. I think top 10 is definitely in the cards for him once again this week. So play him if you got him, because I think he's going to have a great week.
Yeah, I think that... trying to figure out the best way to put this. I think that this might be a solidification for Emeka Egbuka inside as a top 15 fantasy wide receiver rest of season. Because I think there's going to be a situation where they're going to have to lean on him a lot in this game, and he's going to show out, and it's going to impress a lot of people who maybe aren't quite paying as much attention as they should be. Cause Egbuka is legit. So, yeah, I think that this is going to be a huge game for Emeka Egbuka. And not, in, like I said, not just because then my home dynasty league team has JSN, Sun God, Puka, and Egbuka, baby.
Puka and Egbuka.
Woo! give me four top 10 wide receivers, baby. And I'm starting Woody Marks and Kyle Monongai. Don't worry about that. But give me four top 10 wide receivers, baby.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. What about Tez Johnson? Last week, he had just a few targets, a couple touchdowns, though, vaulting him up the ranks. Would you trust going back to Tez Johnson this week, or is he like a wide receiver four with upside?
Yeah, I would say wide receiver four with upside. He's going to be the second wide receiver on this team, unless Kate Otten has another great game. And therefore, you're looking at being, you know, second to third wide receiver in a game that maybe they'll be throwing a lot. I mean, they're not favored by 5.5 points, so we'll see what they do as a passing offense. But yeah, he's probably, you know, three catches for, you know, 50 yards and maybe a touchdown. So yeah, I like him in that wide receiver three or four range.
All right, would you rather start him or Khalil Shakir on the other side of the game?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'd rather go... I think.
You'd rather go who?
Tez,
okay. As of 26 minutes ago, TWSN Sports... Keon Coleman is a healthy scratch for week 11.
Oh.
He must have violated some sort of team rule for this to happen on Saturday.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Let's see, they're at home. My guess is he did not get to the team hotel for, you know, for home games in time. So no Keon Coleman this week. So well, that scratches the Keon Coleman questions. So you're starting James Cook, you're starting Josh Allen, you're starting Baker Mayfield. Rashad White, What are we doing with Rashad White and Sean Tucker, Mike? Because Sean Tucker ran better than Rashad White last week, and the Bills are especially susceptible on the ground.
Yeah, and then not only did he look better, he also had almost the same many as carries, if I remember right.
I believe that's correct. They're within a couple. They were within a couple carries of each other.
Within a couple, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, I am kind of concerned about Rashad White owning this backfield, because if we are looking at those kind of numbers, and it definitely looks like they're like, you know, you're just not that good, and we're rather go, of course you'd rather go with the better guy, and Sean Tucker might be the better runner, which is just baffling considering how far he's dropped off since his rookie season. So I don't know. I was going to ask you, when we came up on Houston, what would you think between Rashad White and Woody Marks, who should be started? So
give me
Rashad White. Who, yeah. Which one? Which guy?
Give me Woody.
Woody. Okay.
Give me Woody Marks.
That guy.
Nick Chubb is washed. The Titans are a plus 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 matchup. Woody Marks destroyed him the last time they played. Just give me Woody Marks.
Oh, okay.
Also, I hate Rashad White, so maybe Walker would have a different opinion, but Walker's not here.
Oh, there's one way to find out if Walker has a different opinion.
Oh, yeah. There is literally one way to find out. Let's pull up walkerspreadsheet.xlx, aka Walker's ranks on the website. Probably should have done that before we started. I didn't think about that. All right. So Walker says, at running back. Oh, my God. They're back to back. Rashad White and Woody Marks. Yeah. Rashad White and Woody Marks are 18 and 19 in Walker's ranks.
Oh, geez.
Rashad White at 18, Marks at 19. So good luck figuring that one out, Mike.
Yeah, which way do I lean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll leave it a secret.
Oh, you know what? I just realized. I think I'm dropped. I don't know. Okay, never mind. Forget I said anything, in case my league mates are listening. All right, so Walker's question was, is Khalil Shakir must start without Dalton Kincaid? So I went in, and I was like, I wonder what Khalil Shakir's splits are with and without Dalton Kincaid in his career. So since Dalton Kincaid's been drafted, Khalil Shakir has played 34 games with him and 5 games without him. And Mike, check out these differences. With Dalton Kincaid, 5 targets, 4 catches, 46 yards, 0.2 touchdowns. Without Dalton Kincaid, vaults all the way up to 6.5 targets, 4 catches, 50 yards, and 0.2 touchdowns. He's the same player with and without Dalton Kincaid. It doesn't matter if Kincaid's playing or not. So I think that, you know, Flaming Tables' Jacoby Myers is definitely someone that you can continue to start as you were starting beforehand. But I wouldn't, like, go all in on starting him this week. What do you think? Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
100%.
Shakir or Wandale going up against Green Bay?
I think I'll go Wandale in PPR.
Okay.
Shakir and Bull.
Shakir or Romeo Doubs against the Giants?
God, I hate these Packers questions, because you never know what the hell's going to happen.
That's true.
I'll go Doubs. Why not?
All right, cool. Sounds good. And we all have Buffalo winning this one. Hold on. Wait. Did Walker forget to rank Baker May? Oh, wow. Walker is Baker Mayfield 19th.
Wow. He's really in not favor of Baker Mayfield.
I think that's wrong. Sorry. I think that's wrong. I watched enough of the Bills, just like their defense, they don't know what they're doing. So I would say... Here, Mike, Baker or Jared Goff?
Jared Goff plays who?
Plays in Philly. Dome boys going outside, Mike.
I go Baker.
Yeah, Baker or Bo Nix against KC?
Baker.
Baker, or I'm not going to ask Mariota or Tua. because we know your feelings on that. Baker or CJ Stroud against CJ Tennessee. Stroud,
Tennessee. That often. No, is Stroud playing? I think Stroud is out.
Oh, is Stroud out again?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, Stroud is out because I had to go in and take him out of lineup. So Walker, Baker or Davis Mills, baby.
Let's go Davis Mills, baby. Yes.
No, Baker. Here's where I this is the real reason why Walker isn't on the show, because I would yell at Walker for this little move right here. JJ McCarthy, 7 quarterbacks above Baker Mayfield.
Wow, that's quite a distance.
JJ McCarthy has 2 good quarters this season. Get out of my face, Walker. Walker's off the pod. Walker's off the pod.
I think I have to go. I wonder what his thinking is with Mayfield so low.
We'll ask him. We'll ask Walker when they come back on Tuesday. All right.
Yeah.
So we all got the Bills win in this one. All right. Let's go to the Chargers. West Coast going to East Coast. They're 7-3. Jags are 5-4. Chargers 3-point road favorites. 43.5-point over under. Injuries in this one: Scott Matlock, Quentin Johnston, Bobby Hart, Tarheeb Steele, and Elijah Molden are all questionable. For the Jags, Hunter Long, Brenton Strange, Anton Harrison, Jordan Lewis are all out, and BTJ is questionable. Mike, your question is about the Chargers.
So which one of these guys, wide receiver guys, is going to get the most fantasy points?
Ladd?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done with playing around with the other two.
I stopped starting Keenan Allen.
Yeah, so let's talk about Keenan Allen and Quentin Johnston. Man, I don't know what's going on, but Saturday recordings, my brain stops working.
Well, all that work during the week. And
yeah, that's probably it. Quentin Johnston. So Keenan Allen, the last 3 weeks, has just 15 targets in the last 3 weeks combined, 10 catches. And he has 19, 41, and 44 yards. That's something that I noticed too. He's like slowly being like phased out. And I think a lot of that has to do with the Aronde Gadsden ascension. Because in week 8, he played 25% of snaps. Week 9, he played 37. Last week, he played 51. So it's like he's really, and at the beginning of the season, it was like 61, 55, 66, 78, 58, 56, 65. And then Gadsden came in and then his snaps just got sucked out. Quentin Johnston is playing and he had 10 targets last week, but you know, I feel like he's a wide receiver 3 and Allen's a wide receiver 4.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. What are we doing with Kimani Vidal this week? Walker has Kimani Vidal 24th going up against the Jags.
Yeah, that defense is tough. And Vidal is not very good, so I'm not liking that matchup whatsoever. He's going to have to score a touchdown, and that's not an easy thing to do, so I'm kind of passing on Vidal this week.
Yeah, the Jags have only allowed 3 rushing touchdowns to running backs this season, which is 3rd lowest in the league. And they are ranked right alongside the Texans against running backs in the bottom 10 in fantasy points allowed. So I think it's one of those where you might fall backwards into starting Kimani Vidal. But, like, you know, there are guys that you wouldn't think would be ahead of him that you could start. Like we talked about Woody Marks, Rashad White. But like Walker has him over guys like RJ Harvey, who's getting a bigger role this week, Kareem Hunt, who's getting a bigger role this week, going up against each other, but both have bad matchups out of Amari DiMercato, Tony Pollard, Bam Knight, Tyrone Tracy. So a lot of these like Johnny come latelys, Walker's ranking Vidal over. So, all right. You're starting Justin Sherbert and you're starting Aronde Gadsden. Wait, yes. Where's did Walker? Oh my God. Oh no, Walker just straight up forgot to rank Aronde Gadsden. I was about to get mad at Walker.
He's not on the list. Yeah.
Well, because I was going down the list, I was like McBride, Bowers, Kittle, Goddard, Fergo, Laporta, Kelsey, Pitt. I was like, Walker, where's Gadsden? I think Walker just forgot to rank Gadsden because I don't think that Walker would. Laporta's out now. Yeah. We'll get to that. That was a kind of shocking for me today. So, and then for the Jags, Travis Etienne, we've talked about. What I brought up a couple weeks ago hasn't changed. He's catching passes, but he's extremely inefficient. So I feel like, you know, you can start him as like a mid-tier RB2. You're probably starting him in most situations. But Walker wanted to know if Parker Washington was Trevor Lawrence's security blanket. I mean, kind of. So I pulled up the numbers for Parker Washington. Since week 7, when he started getting targets, he has a 25% first read share. Which is 34th in that range, but he's between Chris Olave and George Pickens, so like really highly targeted guys. But 26 targets in the last 3 games, 15 catches, 172 yards, with 1 touchdown. I feel like his role, I think it's going to get like flattened out between him and Jacoby Myers. I'm kind of worried about Parker Washington this week.
I mean, he does have a softer defense that, but any wide receiver that's catching passes from Trevor Lawrence, you can't really count on a great deal, as we've seen with BTJ and his sort of departure from his rookie season. So yeah, and then Parker Washington hasn't really established himself yet as someone you can count on as a consistent situation. So yeah. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, it's one of those like two guys that are now, because like Jacoby Myers is in Jacksonville now, which is very weird to me. But two guys that do very similar things, they're just going to take from each other. Because like, you know, gun to my head, I can't say either one's particularly better. If I had to choose, I would say probably Jacoby Myers. But but Parker Washington's been there, knows the playbook, has the relationship with Sunshine. So, you know, right. This is one of those things where you kind of just got to lean towards the guy that's been there. And I think that's what I'm going to do. So, all right. And then BTJ, if he plays, are you playing him?
God, it's like hard to say no, but no. I mean,
is it, I kind of feel like he's one of those, like you go down with the ship sort of guys.
Yeah. You know, he's, but he hasn't shown anything all year. So, wow. I'm gonna pass on him.
Walker has Brian Thomas Jr. behind a guy who got benched by his team. He's behind Keon Coleman.
Oh no!
At wide receiver 43. So you know we're talking here, Mike, BTJ or Rashid Shaheed now. Eesh. In Seattle.
Gosh, I'd have to go BTJ on that one.
All right, BTJ or Christian Watson?
BTJ again.
BTJ or Ricky Pearsall, who's back going up against Arizona?
I like Pearsall on that one.
Yeah, Walker's going to have some to answer for some stuff when Walker gets back. I'm making the, for people at home, I'm doing the arm warm-up thing. Like I'm going to bop Walker on the head. All right, so I think that's it for the Jags. So let's. I have the Chargers winning. So does Mike. Walker has Jacksonville. Walker loves the West Coast team going east theory.
He does.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's move on to the next one. That one is going to be Chicago and Minnesota. Chicago 6-3. Minnesota 4-5. Vikings 3-point favorites. 48.5 point over under. Injuries in this one, for the Bears, TJ Edwards is not playing, neither is Jalen Johnson nor Jahdae Walker. Jaquan Brisker is questionable. For the Vikings, Ryan Kelly and Jonathan Greenard are both out. Walker wants to know over under 2.5 startable Bears in this game. And Mike, I'll let you answer that question first. 2.5 startable Bears.
That's interesting. Well, let's start at quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams. I don't know why I keep calling that dude.
I just let it ride.
I'm going to say no.
I think he's startable.
You think he's startable?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's close. I would say he's definitely like 10 to 12. But so we'll go with that. Okay. I can see that happening. So
you can roll with that?
I can roll with that. So yeah. That's one.
I just want to say quarterback 1, quarterback 4 his last 2 weeks against Cincy and the Giants.
Okay. And then yeah. Minnesota's defense isn't all that great either, right?
No, recently they are. So they started the season strong, but Blitz Boy coordinator edition is growing thin. Last 5 weeks, they're 5th in fantasy points per game to running back and 8th in fantasy points per game to wide receiver.
Hmm.
So
then I would definitely say yes to Romeo Dobbs.
Romo Dunze.
Romo Dunze.
It took me a second too. I was like, who's Mike trying to say? Yeah, Romo Dunze.
Romo Dunze. So yes, that's 2. And then
DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, Colson Loveland.
Colson Loveland's been coming on a little bit.
Yeah. 4 for 44 last week after that huge game a couple weeks ago.
So, over 2.5. Absolutely.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think Walker is trying to besmirch the Bears with this question, which is great that Walker's not here. Because Walker's vendetta team this season is the Chicago Bears. I know you're not on Blue Sky, Mike, and I hope Walker listens. I hope Walker hears this. You're not on Blue Sky, but Walker is just coming down on the Chicago Bears at any given opportunity. They're like, this team's really not this good. This is all luck. This is ridiculous. And it's like, nah, dog. What if they, you know, sometimes you make your own luck. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about that, Walker? I say to Walker while they're not here. All right. So yeah, I think there's plenty startable Bears, you know. Let's see what Walker has for Walker's ranks. Caleb Williams, 8th. Colston Loveland. Walker just not believing Colston Loveland. Tight end 20.
Wow.
Behind AJ Barner.
Wow. Interesting.
Walker, we're gonna fight. not really. Let's see. I'm trying to find the other guys on this team. So we've got DeAndre Swift at 12, Roma Dunze at 17, and DJ Moore at 36. So Walker agrees with over 2.5 startable Bears. All righty.
Okay, that's cool.
And then on the other side of the field, Mike, you want to know about 9.
Mr. 9. Yeah. Is he startable in this week matchup?
Walker seems to think so. I don't know. The matchup's good. The player is bad. It's a classic conundrum. How do you feel about
Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones for JJ McCarthy?
What? Say that. What?
They gave up.
Sam Darnold. Mike, I thought you did that. I thought you were like, yeah, I traded Sam Darnold and
Daniel.
That's why I was like, what? Mike, what? What are you doing? No. But to the literal Minnesota Vikings, what?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Because that's a big old yikes. Yeah, they did. 2 quarterbacks that are playing infinitely better than JJ McCarthy is. JJ McCarthy, though, do not forget, has 2 good quarters. So keep it up, old Jonathan James McCarthy.
There's problems there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say it. You know what? I'm going to say it, Mike. Both Tua and Marcus Mariota, I would start over JJ McCarthy. I think the 6:30 game tomorrow is going to be so stupid. There's going to be so many fireworks. It's going to be out of control. I'm saying both guys are going to be top 10 on the week.
Maybe yeah, we'll get up for this game.
Yeah, I'm going to be up for this game. I'm going to do my classic thing where I set my alarm for 6, and then at 6:25 I go, oh shit. And then I get up out of bed, and then I'm watching it on my phone as I like brush my teeth and take my pills in the morning, and then I go downstairs and watch it. All right. But this is it's going to be in my country, Mike. My people, España.
España, my country too. My grandfather is a direct descendant from Spain.
Hell yeah. So is my grandma. My great grandma from Spain came over. Her family came over to work the sugarcane plantations in Hawaii in 1913.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can literally look it up. There's a whole like area of like study into the Spaniards and the Portuguese who went to Hawaii to work the sugarcane fields. I think the ship was the Wellesden ship, Spain to Hawaii. Let's see. Yeah, the SS Wellesden made two voyages between Spain and Hawaii, where Spanish and Portuguese farm worker immigrants. First was in 1911, second was in 1913. Bang! That's how I got here, baby. And they said they were promised land in Hawaii, and they were like, do you want, or check this out, do you want more land in California? Because we need you to get the hell off this island. We really miscalculated how small these islands were. So that's how my family ended up in California. All right. Story time. Anyway, speaking of sending somebody elsewhere, TJ Hawkinson went from the Lions to the Vikings. I had to get somewhere. I had to navigate that ship, Mike. are you starting him this week up against the Chicago Bears?
And he hasn't really done anything, has he? Like,
he has done nothing, Mike.
The whole season. He is like... I think he has one touchdown maybe on the season.
He has two touchdowns on the season. But it was 2 weeks ago, and I can forgive you for forgetting about that touchdown because he had 9.1 PPR points with it. He was tied in 20 on the week with a touchdown.
With a touchdown. God.
His other touchdown was in week 3, and it was the only time he's finished inside the top 15 on the season.
Wow. How good.
Get rid of TJ Hawkinson.
Yeah. He's not producing at all.
Justin Jefferson, I feel like, is a must start. What about Jordan Addison?
I am starting him in the same team, my same redraft team. So I am putting him in there my flex.
Can I recommend not watching this game then? Because last week was a disaster class in getting the ball to Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson.
I wish Carson Wentz was still quarterback.
I know. Isn't it sad that we're wishing for Carson Wentz? Because at least he could get the ball to his guys. But, like, you know, 16 uncatchable targets between Jefferson and Addison. 16 targets were graded as uncatchable last week.
Damn.
Jesus H. Christ. All right. You're starting Aaron Jones in this matchup. I feel like Aaron Jones is going to have a great week. Top 15 guy, probably. Here, Mike, you ready to look smart? Aaron Jones or Trevion Henderson?
Oh, Trevion.
Oh, 100%. Me too. I think he's going for, let's say, like 24 standard scoring points, somewhere in that range, give or take.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Three touchdowns is in the cards, I think. But no, I feel like Aaron Jones, he's taking away from Jordan Mason entirely. I almost said Justin Mason, who is a fantasy analyst. He's not taken away from Justin Mason. I don't think you can start Jordan Mason anymore. And don't start 9 if you can help it. Don't listen to Walker's Ranks. Don't believe their lies. All right, we all got the Bears winning this one. All right, let's talk about Green Bay and the Giants. Green Bay is 5-3-1. The Giants are 2-8. Green Bay 7-point favorites, 43.5 point over under. Injuries in this one for the Packers: Nate Hobbs is out. Brandon McManus is doubtful. Matthew Golden, Savion Williams, and Lucas Van Ness are questionable. For the Giants, Brian Daboll is out, as is Jaxson Dart, Darius Slayton, Evan Neal, Chauncey Golston, and Kayvon Thibodeau. Oh my God. That's a lot of important guys. Raheem Nunez-Roches and Tyler Newbin are doubtful, and Bobby Okereke and Paulson Adebo are questionable. Mike, your question is about the Green Bay Packers wide receiver core.
Yeah, is any of these guys worth starting?
Romeo Doubs.
Yeah.
That's it. Romeo Doubs in a 3 wide receiver league is, I personally, and I've been fighting an uphill battle on this for the last month or so, I personally think that he's a must start in a 3 wide receiver league. I know he had the down game last week, but I think he's going to bounce back this week.
Well, yeah, this would be a good time to do it against the Giants.
Yeah,
it's pretty soft. So
yeah, the Giants are terrible in fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. They allow the seventh most on the season. So this is the softest matchup he's going to get. Unless he plays the Bears, Raiders, Ravens, Commanders, Cowboys, and Steelers. So they are in that group of just teams that you attack. Well, we won't talk about who's right behind them in fantasy points per game to wide receivers, Mike.
Uh-oh.
They might have just traded for Sauce Gardner.
Really? They're that bad?
I guess so.
God damn. No wonder they traded for Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, right. Well, it's because they went out and spent big on Mooney Ward, who's been dealing with the concussion all year. So
yeah.
And Kenny Moore's been dealing with the Achilles?
I think I want to say groin, but it could be.
I don't know. They're close enough, right?
Yeah, they're close. They've definitely had injuries. They've had, like, they're starting the third defensive back and stuff like that. But yeah, hopefully they'll get healthy. They're starting to get healthy now. So
yeah, stinky doo doo. So Jameis elsewhere, don't start Luke Musgrave. Don't start Jordan Love if you can help it. Walker says to start Jordan Love. I don't buy that. And start Josh Jacobs. Easy.
You don't think Jordan Love in this matchup?
You can start him, but there's guys that are probably on your waiver wire that I'd rather start. Like, I'd rather start Tua or Mariota. I keep saying it. And I say that when I say don't start him, it's because there's guys that are probably on the waiver wire that I would prefer. Both those guys are in my sleeper article this week. I also prefer Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett, yeah.
And probably Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers just lit these Bengals up, what, a month ago in the Unk Bowl? Unk Bowl 1, Flacco versus Rodgers?
Yeah.
And so I would rather start all those guys over Jordan Love. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm out on Jordan Love this week. But it sounds like you're a little bit more bullish and Walker's in.
Yeah, I like the matchup. So I'm always excited when those matchups. And then Love is mediocre. So he should take advantage of the situation. They might be missing Tucker Kraft, but they only put up 7 points against the Eagles. And so that I could see them looking to have a good game offensively as well, and that usually involves a passing game. So yeah, I'm a little bit higher on Jordan Love.
Yes. That's right, Mike. I don't know why I cheered for that. I should have booed you.
Boom.
I got lost in the sauce. All right. My question was, because you're starting Juan Daddy, the running backs, start at your own peril. Like, do whatever you want there. I'm not going to stop you. You're big boys and big girls. Personally, I wouldn't start either running back. But my question is, does the Theo Johnson train keep rolling with Jameis under center? So with Jackson Dart in 5 games, Theo Johnson has averaged 6 targets, 4 catches, 38 yards, and he scored 5 touchdowns in those 7 games. With Russell Wilson, he averaged he had 2 for 3 and 3 for 4 and 0 for 0 with no TDs in those 3 games. So, Mike, are we starting Theo Johnson this week?
Not with Jameis Winston, no.
You don't think so?
Nah, Jameis Winston's more of a deep passer guy than someone short to meter. And then I think if he's going to do that, then it's probably going to go to Wandell. So yeah, I don't like this combination.
That's actually something I didn't think about, where it's the area of the field is just not conducive to Mr. Theo getting his touches. So I'm with you, Mike.
Yay.
yay, let's not do this damn thing. So Walker has Theo Johnson 10th. So Walker does not believe in what we're selling. Walker's not buying what we're selling. All right. If you had to start one of these running backs, it would be Tyrone Tracy, but do you want to start Tyrone Tracy?
No.
Yeah.
Especially against this defense. No.
Yeah. Here in, let me pull up Walker's rank so we can play a little game. So Walker has Tyrone Tracy 33rd. Tyrone Tracy or Bam Knight?
I'd probably go lean Bam.
All right. Tyrone Tracy or Sean Tucker?
Oof. I'll go Tracy.
All right. Tyrone Tracy or Chris Rodriguez?
Tyrone.
Okay. Mike's going to call Tyrone, baby. We did it. All right. We all got the Packers winning this one. Walker's sneaky banger of the week. Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. Cincinnati 3-6. Pittsburgh 5-4. Pittsburgh 5.5-point home favorites. 49.5-point over under. Joe Burrow is off of IR, but he is out in this one. His practice window is open. Samaje Perine also out, as is Jermaine Burton, Trey Hendrickson, Shamar Stewart. Lucas Patrick is questionable. Alex Highsmith, Cole Holcomb, and Darius Slay are all out for the Steelers. Isaac Simwalo and Corey Trice are questionable for the Steelers. God damn, that's a lot of good players on the defense for the Bengals that are going to be there. Trey Hendrickson, Shamar Stewart, and they traded Logan Wilson. Wow. All right. Walker wants to know which starting running back in this game is the better player. So I think what Walker's asking is, who is the better player, Jalen Warren or James Cook? No, wrong game. Chase Brown.
I'll go Jalen.
I think so. I think they're very similar in both like skill set and like talent level. Like they do this a lot of the same things. They do a lot of the same things well and poorly. I think it's Jalen Warren because we've seen Jalen Warren perform in adverse situations, and Chase Brown in adverse situations has fallen off a cliff like he did earlier this year when it was Jake Browning. So I'll go with I'll go with Jalen Warren here as the better player. But you're starting Chase Brown. You're starting the two wide receivers on the Bengals, and Aaron Rodgers Walker has at 10th. And I agree with that. I have Aaron Rodgers as one of my, I have four quarterback streamers this week. Aaron Rodgers is one of them. So yeah. What, how do you feel about, I'm sorry, wrong side of the ball. Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is the quarterback. How do you feel about Joe Flacco in this one?
Yeah, I think it's going to be another probably explosive game between these two. Cincinnati's offense, of course, is always a threat. And then you have, on the flip side, you have Cincinnati's defense, which is always a threat to give up points. So, it should be another good game between these two. So, Flacco in the top 12.
In the top 12. Okay, Walker has him 16th. I'm kind of splitting the difference just because I'm feeling great about this Tua Marcus Mariota matchup. But yeah, I do concur that Unc Bowl 2 is going to be amazing. I think it's going to be more of the same. So really looking forward to that on Sunday. All right. On the Steelers side, we've kind of talked about Aaron Rodgers. We all I believe in Aaron Rodgers. Walker believes in Aaron Rodgers. Mike, what's your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers this week?
Yeah, he should have a good game himself. So, yeah, I could see 10 to 12 as well.
Okay, perfect. So, the free space of Jalen Warren, DK Metcalf as a boom bust wide receiver 3, and Aaron Rodgers continues on. We all have the Steelers winning this game. All right, so next game up is going to be Walker's poop from the butt of a week, or poop from a butt of the week. Mike, I've officially lost the ability to talk. I don't know what to do anymore. the Tennessee Titans, I have as a free space team, as in don't start anybody. You are free to forget that this team exists.
Yeah. Yeah. They're bad. You're talking about this bad defensively. They're bad offensively as well. It's not pretty.
No, it's really stinky. So, I said use their bye week as an excuse to, you know, get every Titan off your roster that you can. So, you know, if you didn't do that, there's still time. but I would not start a single Titan. All right. And then on the other side, no CJ Stroud, like we mentioned. So it's Davis Mills. My question is it Woody Marks season? So the last time these two teams played, Woody Marks had 17 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown. He also caught 4 balls on 5 targets for 50 yards and another touchdown. So my question to you is, are we starting him? He played 80% of snaps last week. The Titans are bad. Nick Chubb is bad. And Woody Marks is very good. Also, the quarterback is not great. Davis Mills, sorry, Mike. So is it Woody Marks season? Is he a top 20 running back this week?
I say he's top 24, so 22 to 24.
Ooh, Mike, sitting on the fence.
Yeah.
All right. Walker has him 19th. Wow, I'm not the high guy on Woody Marks this week. All right. So that's all three of us saying back end RB2, start your Woody Marks. Start your Nico Collins. Don't start your Davis Mills. And don't start the other wide receivers here. I don't trust Dalton Schultz either.
No.
Let's see. Going up against the Titans, I would say Dalton Schultz has... Oh, actually, I take that back. He's been good. He's been a top 7 guy in 3 of the last 4 games. I take it back. Mr. Schultz, I was not familiar with your game. Start Dalton Schultz, too. Mike, you were right to be skeptical of my take.
I like when I'm right.
We all do. Anything else from this game?
No. Yeah, get this game out of my
face. Get it out of my face. Like poop. Poop from a butt. All right. San Francisco 49ers traveling to Arizona. They are 6-4. The Cardinals are 3-6. Niners 2.5-point road favorites. 48.5-point over under. Mike, are you ready for this? There is one name on the 49ers injury report. Now, is that because they're healthy? Or is that because all their injured players are out for the season? That's up for you to decide. D'Amador Lenore is questionable. For the Cardinals, Marvin Harrison Jr. is out with, he got an appendectomy. So that sucks. I'm sorry. Hayden Connor, Baron Browning, Mac Wilson, Will Johnson, and Dadrian Taylor Demerson are all out. Bam Knight, Will Hernandez, Walter Nolan, Darius Robinson, and BJ Ojulari are questionable. So, my question, and there is a correct answer to this. With Ricky Pearsall and Brock Purdy returning, can we start Ricky Pearsall, and can we start Juwan Jennings, or are we going to bench both? Mike, your answer.
I think you could start both. The only person I'm kind of worried about is Brock Purdy and his return. That might kill both of these guys' potential, but on the face value of it, I think you definitely can start both.
So I kind of agree with you. So my take on it is I agree with the Brock Purdy stance. His toe's not healed. It's just good enough for him to play. So he's going to be dealing with this pretty much all season long. It sounds like he's probably going to get off season toe surgery. So with that in mind, a lot of the mobility stuff that he does isn't going to quite, work the same because he became extremely mobile the last couple of years. I also think that this means a lot for Juwan Jennings, but personally, I don't trust Ricky Pearsall to make it through the game. He scares me. He's also very boom bust. And I feel like the 49ers are going to go hyper ultra conservative in this one and not really take a lot of downfield shots. I think it's going to be a lot of intermediate range, which is Juwan Jennings and not a lot of Ricky Pearsall. So in his first game back, I will not be starting Ricky Pearsall. Also will not be starting Brock Purdy if I can help it. Walker has Mac Jones ranked again. Walker dealing with family stuff, did their ranks earlier this week. So not updated for recent news. So Mike, what would you do with Brock Purdy?
I agree with you. If I have better options, I definitely, well, you would start the better options anyways, but, yeah, if you're not looking at streaming quarterbacks like Mariota or Purdy and, you know, those kind of guys, or Darnold or Purdy, I think I'd start both of those over Purdy. So if you're just looking at straight out streaming guys, then I would have Purdy pretty low.
Purdy low, folks. You heard it here first. I agree. I'm very reticent to start guys coming back from injury, which also does play into my Ricky Pearsall wariness, because, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't want to be caught holding the bag if they're a decoy, or if they re-injure themselves, or if they're just like not quite in game shape, they're rusty. So if they're guys coming off of like a multi-week injury, I'm very reticent to start them unless they're just absolute slam dunk starts. And neither one of these guys are. George Kittle is, Christian McCaffrey is, Juwan Jennings is, I think, a wide receiver two. What do you think? Wide receiver two, wide receiver three for Jennings?
I'd probably go wide receiver three.
Okay. So Jennings or DK Metcalf?
Talking about not doing anything, Metcalf, yeah, hasn't done anything in
forever.
Yeah. I think it's been, what, 4 weeks since he scored a touchdown or something?
Something like that, yeah.
So I'll go Jennings.
Okay. Jennings or Cortland Sutton against KC?
Sutton hasn't been. He hasn't done much.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
I have more faith in Sutton bouncing back this week, so I'll go Sutton.
Okay. Last one. Are we going to go Jennings or Zay Flowers against Cleveland?
Ooh, pretty good defense. I think maybe Kittle's going to be the security blanket, so I'll go Flowers.
Okay, sounds good. All right, on the other side of the game, Walker asked, Amari DiMercato versus Marvin Harrison. And Walker killed Marvin. The rare preemptive killed before the game. Walker took out Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison perfectly healthy when Walker asked this question. The rare pregame snipe from Walker here. I would just say, I feel good about playing Amari DiMercato this week. Niners dude shortage has reached critical levels. Mike, there's nobody left. There's nobody left, Mike. They're all dead. You could really feel it last week with Michael Williams being out for the season with the ACL tear. You could really feel the run defense just not be up to snuff with the Rams just kind of slamming it down the 49ers' throat at any given opportunity. Granted, they did that mostly via three tight end sets, which the Cardinals probably aren't going to run. But, I mean, Walker killed Marvin Harrison. I do feel good. I'm going to ask you, Mike, how do you feel about streaming Jacoby Brissett this week?
I like it. I think he'll adapt with Marvin Harrison not there. But talking about bad wide receiver crew. What are we looking at? Greg Dortch is...
Mike, I was hearing a lot of Michael Wilson.
Michael Wilson, yeah.
Yeah.
Not great. But he did pretty well against, well, as you mentioned, Colts are one of the weakest defensive backfields. But Marvin Harrison was knocked out of that game early in the first quarter, and Brissett did well. So I could see him still doing well. I mean, Trey McBride is obviously one of the best tight ends in football. So I think Brissett will have a solid game.
You said the name, Trey McBride. That's why he's going to have a solid game. Walker's tight end one on the week. I agree. Trey McBride is like, he's going to go thermonuclear this week. and he's going to drag Jacoby Brissett along with him. Especially because it's not like, you know, the running back room is this super solid thing. It's just kind of like everything there is just like, well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. And the coaches are pretty smart, so they're going to go with the thing that they do know, the thing that they know best, which is getting the ball to Trey McBride as much as possible. Rather than, you know, going, you know, being like, well, you know, maybe if we split Bam Knight and Amari DiMercato this way, it'll be best. It's like, no, just give the ball to your best player. The 49ers won't be able to stop him. So I'm all in on Trey McBride this week and dragging Jacoby Brissett along with him.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And Michael Wilson is nothing but a desperation streamer. Like, you probably have better options. Don't get cute.
Agreed.
All right. We all have the Niners winning this run. Let's talk about the... I think Walker is... There's two games of the week. Let's be clear here. There's Walker's game of the week, and then there's the people's game of the week. Walker chose Seahawks-Rams, trying to turn the spotlight away from their Detroit Lions versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
oh, wow.
I think there's two games of the week. So both the Seahawks and Rams are 7-2. Rams 2.5-point home favorites, 48.5-point over-under. Torrey Horton and Jalen Sundell are out for the Seahawks. Davante Adams and Kobe Turner are questionable for the Rams. Mike, you want to know about the running backs on this team?
Yeah, Walker versus Charbonnet. Who has the most matches?
Mike, don't do this. Don't try to make me decide which two of these like janky ass running backs is going to score more fantasy points. Ugh. Give me Zach Charbonnet. Zach Charbonnet has the higher chance of scoring a touchdown. Kenneth Walker is going to bounce around behind the line of scrimmage, you know, getting 3 yards per carry, and Zach Charbonnet might get a touchdown. So give me Zach Charbonnet.
Yeah, I agree. And that's exactly why I agree, is because the touchdown.
Yeah, that's a real nasty question, Mike. I really don't appreciate you asking that. All right. JSN is a must start. And, oh, by the way, forgot to mention, Walker also has Emeka Buka inside the top 10 this week. So let's go. Because that was before I pulled that up. JSN, must start. Sam Darnold. How are you feeling about Sam Darnold this week? Walker has Darnold ranked 20th. Didn't really do much last week, but that was because Jacoby Brissett coughed the ball up twice to start the game, and Sam Darnold just kind of went on cruise control.
Yeah. Defense really kind of put the quarterback position in a hole where they didn't have to do much because they were ahead by quite a bit. I think he'll definitely have a better game, but... I'm starting Mariota over him, so.
That's true. You are starting Mariota over him. I kind of feel like he's in that 15 range. Like, I'd rather start him than Flacco, Bo Nix. I'd rather start him than... No, I'd rather start Goff than him, I think. I think I would rather start Goff than Sam Darnold. So, yeah, Walker has him ranked low, and I think Mike and I agree. And don't listen to Walker's AJ Barner. Oh, AJ Barner 18. I was thinking that AJ Barner was 8. So you can listen to Walker on AJ Barner this week. All right. Mike, we have the Seahawks. Two huge Seahawks fans here. And Walker's going with the Rams.
That's interesting.
Right. Next game up, Baltimore and Cleveland. Baltimore 4-5. Cleveland 2-7. Baltimore 7.5-point favorites, 39.5-point over under in this one. Justice Hill, Rashad Bateman, Jay Higgins, and Marlon Humphrey are all out for the Ravens. Mike Green is questionable for the Browns. Alex Wright is out. Malik Collins is questionable. We all have Baltimore winning this game. We'll just get that out of the way. Walker wants to know, could this be a bad Derrick Henry game? So Walker has Derrick Henry ranked 21st in this one. So Derrick Henry has, in his last four games, been running back 13, 9, 14, and 22. So not quite the capital D, capital H Derrick Henry that we're used to, but still startable. So do you think this will be a bad Derrick Henry game, which I guess we'll call outside the top 15, top 16?
Yes. Against Cleveland, they are 7.5 favorites, but it's only a 39.5 over under. So not many points are going to be scored in this game, which is what Derrick Henry needs as far as scoring touchdowns to be productive. So I'm going to say yes, it's going to be a bad Derrick Henry game.
The Browns allow the fewest fantasy points per game to opposing running backs, and Derrick Henry, the first time they played, had 11 carries for 23 yards.
Jeez.
I think this is going to be a bad Derrick Henry game. I do think that he scores, though, because they're going to score somehow. And it'll probably be like a Mark Andrews touchdown and a Derrick Henry touchdown, which will save their respective weeks. And but I don't think this is a very like fruitful game for trying to chase production. You know?
Yeah, no. This is going to be low scoring for sure.
Mike, the official term is stinky doo-doo. That's like stinky the doo-doo. official term is stinky doo-doo. It's going to be
poop
stinky
from
doo-doo.
The butt.
Poop from a butt. All right. Trying to think. So Lamar Jackson, you are starting. He is must start. What about Mark Andrews this week? Last time these two teams played, Mark Andrews finished with one target for 2 yards.
Eek.
I'm sorry, one catch for 2 yards on 3 targets.
Dang, that's not good.
No, that's not what you're going for, Mike. That's not ideal. So
yeah, I'm actually starting Harold Fannin over Slam Juice.
No Slam Juice this week. That was exactly what I was going to ask. Are we starting Harold Fannin or him? What about David Njoku? Would you start him or Mark Andrews?
That's a good question. I think Njoku scored last week. I think
He did.
But Andrew scored last week too, right? I think.
Yes, I believe so. Oh, let me check. I have it literally. I can check literally right here. Hold on, give me one sec.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Mark Andrews last week. Last week he had 3 catches, 14 yards, and a touchdown.
It's pretty close. I'll go Andrews because Njoku has to split with Fannin.
But what about Isaiah Likely, Mike?
Oh, that's a good point. I'll still go with Andrews.
We'll still go with Andrews. Okay. Alrighty. Zay Flowers, wide receiver 2. You're probably starting him. And that's it for the Ravens. And the Browns are Quinshon Judkins and the tight ends. Those are your free space players. I would say Njoku probably a lower end guy than Fannin this week once again, but he could score a touchdown and be good. So I'd rather start Fannin over Njoku. That is your free space, free space discussion for the week. All right, Mike. We all got the Ravens winning. Walker's disappointment of the week. Casey and Denver. Casey 5-4. Denver is 8-2. Casey 3.5-point road favorites. 43.5-point over under. Isaiah Pacheco is out for the Chiefs. For the Broncos, J.K. Dobbins was ruled out on Friday and then placed on IR today on Saturday. Nate Adkins is out. Jonah Ellis, Alex Singleton, and Patrick Surtain are all out. Garrett Wallow is questionable. Mike, yes, to answer your question.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Mike's question is Rashee Rice top 10. Mike, do you think he's outside the top 10 or inside the top 10?
He's inside the top 10 again.
No Patrick Surtain. Yeah, he's a stud. No Patrick Surtain. So much of what he does is to put it as lovingly as possible, bullshit. little pop passes, little sweeps along the goal line. Like he short area targets, he will be completely undisturbed by whatever the Denver Broncos choose to do around him. What about you're obviously starting Patrick Mahomes, you're starting Travis Kelce as a mid-tier tight end one. What about Kareem Hunt? No Isaiah Pacheco in this one. We saw the Breshard Smith experience come and go. What are we doing with Kareem Hunt this week? Walker has him ranked as RB27, so a mid-tier flex.
I don't know if Walker was considering Pacheco playing or not, but
let me see. Pacheco not ranked. So I think the Broncos do have a very strong run defense. Let's see, let me go back to a different page really quick. Broncos are 28th in fantasy points allowed to running backs.
Okay.
So they do have a strong run defense. I think that's what Walker was leaning on, but I think you and I are thinking the same thing, which is Kareem Hunt's going to score a touchdown in this game.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I think maybe Walker feels itchy about relying on said touchdown, but I really feel like it's one of those situations where he's going to score. So go for it. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
All righty.
I'll be starting him where a couple leagues, actually.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm actually the league where I said I'm starting Kyle Monongai, I realized that I am starting Kareem Hunt over him. We didn't talk about Kyle Monongai in that game, probably because he is a clear RB2 on that team. He scored the touchdown last week, but you know, I would not go back to him if I can help it. All right. I think that's it for the Chiefs, unless I'm missing someone. Don't start Xavier Worthy. He's like a wide receiver 4. All right, let's talk about the other side, which is no J.K. Dobbins. I want to know, how does R.J. Harvey step up in J.K. Dobbins' absence? And he's going to get a lot more volume?
Yes.
But that's it. That's it. But here's the thing. On a per touch basis, he is league average in both yards per carry and yards per target at 4.3 and 6, respectively. Casey also allows the 7th fewest fantasy points to running backs, and they've allowed 3 running backs in the last 2 games to get double-digit points, but also locked up David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. So they're a team of contrasts, that is to say. So personally, I think that this isn't going to be a great RJ Harvey game. I would rather start Kareem Hunt over RJ Harvey, to be honest with you. But I would rather start RJ Harvey over like Tony Pollard, Kyle Monongai, like those low end guys in the 20s.
Yeah.
So
would you start him over Charbonnet or Walker?
I'd go Harvey, Charbonnet, Walker, because Harvey's going to have the backfield to himself. Let's see what Walker says. Harvey is 26, Charbonnet is 28, and Walker is 25. Jesus, this whole range here, Mike. I feel like the whole week range hinges on getting this range correct. Kamani Vidal, Kenneth Walker, RJ Harvey, Kareem Hunt, and Zach Charbonnet. Jesus Christ. Oh, also, I forgot to give the Rams their due respect. We skipped them. Start all of your Rams. There you go. There's your due respect for the Rams. Because the Seahawks are amazing, but so is Devontae Adams, so is Kyren Williams, so is Puka Nacua, so is Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Start all your Rams. Okay. Elsewhere on the Broncos, what is Courtland Sutton doing this season? None of it makes very much sense to me. It's like there's no like reliable range of outcomes to him. So let me just read off the lines from his last 5 games, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go targets, receptions, yards. 4, 3, 24. 6, 1, 30. And a touchdown. 6, 4, 67, 10, 6, 87, 3-1-17. This man is all over the map. All over the map. And you know why? His quarterback sucks, dude. Bo Nix is bad. He's not good. He's not good. I think that's the problem. Is that Courtland Sutton just isn't getting good targets. Let me check his catchable. Oh.
His one real game probably came the week before that against Cleveland. And that's probably been about it for Sutton.
Yeah, he is 35th in catchable target rate. he's just not getting good targets. He's also 25th in first read target share, which I don't know why. Who else is getting first read targets? Who's getting first read targets on the Broncos other than Courtland Sutton?
Yeah.
That's Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin?
Franklin's probably been out producing Sutton.
Let's find out. Let's play that game. Would you rather start Troy Franklin or Courtland Sutton this week, Mike?
Well, I'd rather start Sutton just because of the name alone, but if we're looking at just pure production, I think Franklin is a better choice.
All right, let's pull these up side by side really quick. So we have Courtland Sutton here, pulling up game logs. Troy Franklin, pulling up game logs. I said pulling up game logs. There we go. All right, so last week, week 10, Troy Franklin was wide receiver 23. Courtland Sutton was wide receiver 54. Week before that, Sutton was 36. Franklin was 48. Week before that, Sutton was 36. Franklin was 1. Week before that, Sutton was 17. Franklin was 26. And then that was before Troy Franklin started getting a lot of targets. So he has been a little bit more reliable. Like, in the last 3 weeks, like, three games inside the top 30 to Sutton's 1 over the last 4 weeks. Sutton's been like barely hanging on as a back end wide receiver 3 when he is good. So I don't know. Something changed. Something changed. And it might be defenses might have figured out Bo Nix is what I think it might be.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they've kind of narrowed down. And I don't know how much running Bo Nix has been doing either.
Let's answer that question, Mike. Let's answer that question. So Bo Nix, Bosef Robinette Nix, pulling up his game log. Definitely not stalling. So last week, 5 carries, negative 2 yards. So I'm guessing those are kneel downs. 3 for 36 the week before that. 1 for -1, also a kneel down. 5 for 48, 5 for 24, 3 for 22. So he's either running a ton or not running at all.
Yeah. Just kneel downs.
It's insanely boom bust. So I don't want to start Bo Nix in this game. If I can help it. I just don't think this game environment is going to be very conducive to him getting a lot of fantasy points.
Yeah, he's 11th overall in rushing yards as far as quarterbacks go.
That's crazy. A lot of that was early season, too. He was running a ton to start the year. So, what do you think, Mike? Are you starting Bo Nix or either one of the guys in the Espana special?
I think I'd rather probably go with both guys in the Espana special.
Okay, I heartily concur. I would rather go with both guys in the Espana special. All right. Trying to think. What are we doing with them? I think that's actually it. We talked about the whole Broncos team. Let's get this game out of our face. All right. Let's talk about my game of the week, America's game of the week, but not branded America's game of the week. Detroit and Philadelphia. Detroit 6-3, Philly 7-2, Philly 2.5 point home favorites, 46.5 point over under. Sam Laporta, Miles Frazier, Marcus Davenport, Joshua Pascal, Malcolm Rodriguez, Terry Arnold, DJ Reed, and Kirby Joseph are all out. Jacob Sailors, Sione Vaki, Isaac Tesla, Brock Wright, Taylor Decker, Panay Sewell, and Amik Robertson are questionable. And then for the Eagles, Willie Lampkin is questionable. Walker wants to know who wins in the maggot infighting between Sun God and Deshaun Cooper DeJean. I just thought that was very funny. I think it's a Stardoll pass catcher situation. JMO has, he's back. It's no longer JMover. They put more quarters in the machine. It's no longer JMover. So I think that you can start them all. My only concern is that I forget where I heard this week. Jared Goff, his completion percentage is 8% lower when the weather drops, and the weather is dropped. So he's like 68% in domes, and I think above 65 degrees, and below 65 degrees, he's 60% completion percentage. So that's my only real concern in this game, but I'm starting Gibbs. I'm starting JMO. I'm starting Sun God. Jared Goff, I feel like, I don't know, top 15 guy. How do you feel about Jared Goff, Mike?
Yeah, he's been not... not very good as far as what he was last year, and he's been kind of disappointing actually. So, but I do like Sun God quite a bit. So
yeah, I concur, and I kind of feel like David Montgomery sneaky hasn't been great for a long time. I would rather start him than that tier of guys that we were talking about, the Kimani Vidal through Zach Charbonnet tier, but I'm not like excited about him. Walker has him 20th behind Woody Marks, Rashad White, Aaron Jones, ahead of Derrick Henry, Breece Hall, Chase Brown.
What did Cooper DeJean do as far as Mag is? Did he? I know Sun God did the dance, but
yeah,
I don't know what DeJean did as far as MAGA.
That's what I'm looking up. I don't know. Is Cooper DeJean praised by President Trump? Is it because he's a white guy? I have no idea. I have no idea. Did Eagles grab ultimate DEI Super Bowl win from The Guardian? Let's see. I'm not seeing anything. Here, NFC East, r/ NFC East meme war. Oh! Wait, is this real? Yeah, okay. Now I get it. Okay. So there is a Life Surge Champions of Faith, which I guess is a MAGA MLM scammer event, that is, has ad speakers this last year. Brandon Graham, Nick Sirianni, Saquon Barkley, and Cooper DeJean.
Mm.
Yeah. And one of the speakers there was Kayleigh McEnany. Remember Kayleigh McEnany?
Yes, the
first time
I do.
Trump was president?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a speaker there. Yeah. Wow. So, all right. Well, that's been your MAGA minute here. MAGA rundown.
MAGA minute.
So, this week, my question is, do we bench AJ Brown? Really? Walker's AJ Brown ranked 33rd, and I would just like to give a quote. It's not about the situation. I think if the Eagles are really focused on winning and doing their job, can't just keep slapping a Band-Aid over the defense, doing their job and getting them out of trouble. At what point is the offense going to pick up their slack? It's not that I don't care about winning. All I care about is stats. It's not going to fucking happen. That's me pretending like it wasn't an AJ Brown quote and then becoming an AJ Brown quote. AJ Brown went on a live stream this week and said, if you have me in fantasy, don't start me, cut me. Hey, guess who I'm disagreeing with for this one week? AJ fucking Brown.
Get in his face.
Check this shit out. Lions play man coverage at the second highest rate in the league. Okay? They're manned up all over the place. And like I said, Terrion Arnold out. DJ Reed out. They're on backups. Kirby Joseph out. They're on backups. Okay? Here's what AJ Brown does against man coverage. So there have been 86 players who've run at least 50 routes against man coverage. Okay? This is for Fantasy Points Data Suite. He is first in targets per route run, third in yards per route run, fifth in first downs per route run, and third in fantasy points per route run. Fire up AJ Brown. Don't listen to this man. He's going to get targets this week, and he's going to produce. That is my official guarantee this week.
I hope so. He's only had what, two games that he's been good in. I hope it's another good week for him.
I sure do too, Mike. And I feel like the numbers are all there, but it could also be a week where he gets like 10 targets, no catches. Just another one of those weeks where he, you know, all the numbers are there, but he just decides to screw us. So we'll see how that goes. But I feel good about starting AJ Brown this week. Like Walker has AJ Brown. I had my quote up. Walker has AJ Brown 33rd. I feel like having him behind Keenan Allen and Quentin Johnston is crazy cuckoo banana pants. I don't think that's a very sound thing to do this particular week. So I will be starting him this week.
I will be too.
Yeah, you're playing all the other guys. You're playing Dallas Pater, you're playing Saquon, you're playing Devonta Smith, who has secretly become a just like absolutely nails wide receiver. And you're starting that guy, the tush push guy, Jalen Hurts. Yep. You know what? I was going with Walker on Detroit on this one, Mike, but I'm joining you. We're too many injured Lions, dome boys outside. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles. Give me Big Dom, baby. And Walker's taking the Detroit Lions. All right. Last game of the week. Dallas 3-5-1 takes on the 2-7 Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas 3.5-point favorites, 50.5-point over under. Solomon Thomas is out for the Cowboys. Elijah Clark, Ajani Cornelius, Malik Hooker, Perrion Winfrey are questionable. For the Raiders, Aiden O'Connell is out. Walker put a question in here, but I think it's because I forgot to note that they are a free space team. You're starting Genty. You're starting Brock Bowers. And if you're exceptionally desperate, Mike, check this out. Tyler Lockett, baby.
Oh, yeah. There's a name.
Tyler Lockett. He was the wide receiver one last week for the Raiders. And the Cowboys don't play defense. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying. And Mike, I would like to make a proposal to you. This was actually going to be a proposal to you and Walker. Since we don't have unanimous consent, we cannot officially approve this. But I would just like to put down some numbers. Dak Prescott is QB10 on the season. CeeDee Lamb is wide receiver 7. George Pickens is wide receiver 8. Javonte Williams is running back 8. Ferguson. Jake Ferguson is tight end 3. This is a start-em-all team. This is a free space start-em-all team.
I think you're right. Yes.
All right. So we will see if this is a free space team. We'll get Walker's concurrence this week. We do need unanimous to make a free space team. So Dallas Cowboys, start them all. Raiders, play Genty, play Brock Bowers. If you're feeling spicy, start Tyler Lockett.
I can't believe he went from Tennessee to the Raiders. It's like,
yeah.
He like, was probably hoping that, like, you know, some Kansas City or Denver. Or,
you know. Nope.
You get Vegas, boy.
Yeah, you get Vegas, boy. He desperately wanted to play anywhere, and then he was like, fine. And he calls Pete Carroll. He texts Pete Carroll at 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? All right, Mike. That'll do it for this week's episode of the Football Absurdity Podcast. We will be back on Tuesday to talk all these games and preview Thursday Night Football, which is, Mike, let's take a guess. It's going to be something bad. I'm going to guess something bad, something NFC East. Let's see. Bills Texans. That might be interesting.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah. Hey, look. Yeah. A game. And then after that, after that's Thanksgiving. So, triple game. Man, what's after that? I'm only interested in Thursday Night Football now. What's after that? Cowboys Lions, baby. Week 14. That's right. I forgot week 14 is always two teams that played on Thanksgiving. They do that now, so they can't get accused of short rest.
Oh, I see.
Smart. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Tuesday. Walker will be back. and shout out Walker's family, everything that's going on. You know, nobody died, but a hospital was involved. So thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.